The Salesman, the latest film from Academy Award-winning director Asghar Farhadi, was one of the biggest hits of this year's Cannes Film Festival, where it won awards for Best Actor and Best Screenplay, and it's Iran's official selection for this year's Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. It opens at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas and the Angelika Film Center today and brings writer-director Asghar Farhadi, who was named one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time magazine in 2012, back to our show. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm very happy being here and talking about film and about everything here.
Wasn't The Salesman added to the Cannes competition lineup at the very last minute? Did it wind up in contention for the awards?
Yeah, it was the last film they announced, because we sent the film to them the very last moment and they didn't have time, normal time. But in the end, they watched the film last day of festival and they gave a prize to the film.
Well, they've liked your films over the years. You've won a number of awards. And A Separation won the Academy Award and the Golden Globe Awards for Best Foreign Language Film. As well as numerous other awards. So I wonder if you win for this year, would you be the first foreign language director to have won more than one Oscar?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe it happened before. I don't remember, but I think it happened before.
Well, you have spent some time in Los Angeles, haven't you? You were the artist in residence at the American Film Institute.
Yeah.
So you make friends there, and maybe they'll vote for you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I try. I don't think about this, and it happened. It's good. If not, I don't think about this.
Now, this film is not about a salesman. The title refers to a production of Death of a Salesman that a young middle class couple is performing in as members of a semi professional theater group in Tehran. I was surprised. An American play? Have relations between our countries improved that much?
In my country, this play is a very famous play. And it last time I watched this play on the stage 1 year ago. And there is several translation of this play. And people who work in cinema and culture, they know this play very well. And I believe this is not American play, this is universal, because it's about relationship between people in the family. And I love this play, and there's a lot of connection between my story, the story of that couple, and play, but in thematic way and by characterize. So when I wrote this story as a treatment, I was looking for a play. I started reading Iranian play and then American play, European play, and I reread Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller, and it was like a gift for me. There was a lot of links.
Has it been performed in Tehran?
Yeah, it's several times. I watched three of production of this play there.
And you've said that the idea for the opening image of this film goes all the way back to when you were in student theater.
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
It was 23 years ago.
So this has been gestating in your mind for 23 years?
Yeah, not as a image for a film. It was very interesting for me, because the beginning scene, as you say, it's a lighting. They are doing a light for a production play for a Death of Salesman, the house of Willy Loman. And I thought this is a very nice image, because there is a meaning behind this. It's like my other films. You put light on the relationship part of their life, and little by little you understand whole their life. And it was like a beginning of my story. And I start with this image and going to other details of the story.
Although light can be a problem in Tehran. I remember reading a couple of months ago about how the air in Tehran is so terrible that sometimes you can't even see ahead of you.
Yeah, it's a very, very big problem there. And I'm very about the people who live there. It's more than 15, 16 million people, they live there, and there's a big problem.
Why is the pollution so terrible? I mean, I understand a lot of cars, but is it also where Tehran is situated in kind of inside of mountains?
Yes, yes. But the big problem is the quality of gas and a lot of cars. And this is a capital, it's a big city. A lot of people, they came to this city, they stayed there. And, you know, it's like Tehran, the problem is people going everywhere by car. It's like L.A. It's not like New York. In New York and in Paris, people are walking and using metro. But I believe this is a cultural problem. You know, the people who live there, they can do some, you know, they should care about themselves. This is a big problem now.
In your film, your two main characters, Imad is a teacher and Rana stays at home, and then their old flat becomes damaged and they're forced to move to a new place. The whole building of where they were living appears to be collapsing due to construction faults. Is shoddy construction a serious problem in Tehran?
Yeah, it doesn't happen every day, but it happens sometimes, and you can read news about this in newspapers. Because in Tehran, same as New York, which Arthur Miller is describing in his play, they are changing old building to old house to big building, and always in each street you can see this. They are doing this, and it happens sometimes. It happens,
but the censors aren't upset that you're presenting a problem like that in a film?
No, they don't have any problem with this kind of subjects. Their problem is with others, like political subjects and about religion and something like this.
So that's not an issue here, although there are some touchy subjects here.
Yeah,
their new flat was once inhabited by a young woman who appears to have been sexually promiscuous.
Yeah.
And she, her male friends were used to coming in at all hours of the night. And then a violent act that is linked to that previous tenant occurs. And I don't want to give away too many of the spoilers of the film, but it does cause considerable tension between this married couple.
Yeah, it happens for them, and they are not expecting for this. They just moved to a new apartment, and as you said, something happened for them. And then this is starting of knowing each other. You know, the man who is a very kind man, and we know him in the beginning of the film. He helps to people, but little by little he changed to other side of himself. This is the main theme in the story.
Well, they have different ideas of how to deal with it. He is seeking revenge and he wants justice. And she would pretty much like to deal with it on her own personal level.
Yeah. The problem is he is thinking about himself. It happens for his wife. And little by little, he forgets his wife, and he's thinking about himself. He does something for himself. And in the end, she is not angry with him because he's asking the family of that old guy who comes there, and he wants to say everything to them. And she's not angry with this. This is not fair as her opinion. Yeah, you're right.
My guest is Asghar Farhadi, who is an Academy Award and Golden Globe and Cannes Film Festival Award winner. His latest film, The Salesman, opens today at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas and the Angelica Film Center, and has amazing performances. In fact, your male star won one of the awards at Cannes. You've worked with him before, and you've also worked with the woman who plays his wife before. Is there, do you have a little acting company that you're developing?
Yeah. Shah Husseini, he was main role, and I worked with him before in A Separation, and before that in About Ellie. This was third time I worked with him, and with her, this was fourth time in Fireworks Wednesday, About Ellie, and Beautiful City, my second film. So, and they worked together for first time in About Ellie as a couple, and you know, a few years later. Again, they are new couple. So, because we work together, we know our language. Sometimes we don't need to talk a lot about meaning of everything. And what we had, same as my other films, we had 1 month rehearsals before shooting.
You mentioned earlier that the universal themes of Death of a Salesman are just as relevant in Tehran as they are in any other part of the world. What about the story of this couple? Do you think that the reactions of Imad and Rana regarding guilt and shame could just as easily happen in a European or an American city?
Yeah, it could happen everywhere, I think. But the question is, when you watch this film, you say, if I be there, like I be in this situation, like this guy, what should I do? This is a question. Film gives you this question, and you are thinking, and you are put you in this situation. I ask sometimes from journalists who are from Canada, Europe, France, if it happens for you, what do you do?
Well, Imad takes what happened to his wife quite personally, a case of seems aggrieved male pride.
Yeah.
And he's been playing Willie Loman, who wonders what sort of man can't give his wife and family the good things in life. Imad is wondering what sort of man can't protect his wife from assault.
Yeah. But at the same time, there's other point. He's an actor, and his job says to him, you can put yourself in a state, the guy who is in front of you as an actor in this job, always you go to other place as a person and you play other character. So he's doing Willy Loman in this play, and he's acting, and every night on the stage he's trying make relation with audience by this character as a salesman. So in his real life, he sees a real and Iranian version of Willy Loman, that old guy. And this is paradoxical because he doesn't know what he does for him. So
the old guy, we can't go into any more detail about that because, again, that's a spoiler.
Yeah, so sorry. So it's a paradoxical situation for him. He tries doing his best, but by environment around him, they push him to a wrong way, by neighbors, by other people there. I can't explain them this because I don't want to give more information about the rest of the story.
You are often described as a neo-realist director. Do you see yourself that way? Because in talking about you, you talking about yourself, all sorts of directors come up. Antonioni comes up. You mentioned Billy Wilder and Alfred Hitchcock in talking about this film.
Yeah, it's
not Vittorio De Sica.
Yeah, it's a two kind of film. There's a dramatic film with suspense, like Alfred Hitchcock's movie, like Billy Wilder's movie, like, and other hand, it's a realistic film like De Sica's film. I tried in my films, I have both sides, very realistic drama, you know, and I'm trying make drama by very daily life details, you know. This is one side you see in Alfred Hitchcock's film and most in American films, who are telling a story very strong. And the tension. And other side, in Italian cinema by De Sica and Fellini, I tried, I have both of them.
Now, can you tell us about your next film, which is scheduled to star Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem? You're going to be shooting it in Spain, in the Spanish language?
Yes.
Have you ever made a film in a foreign language, other than Farsi?
Yeah, I did the past in France with the French language. Yeah, before this film, that was French language. And after that, my plan was going to Spain and making that film. But I postponed that film and I met the salesman. Now I'm thinking, I'm writing a research for my next one. This is a Spanish one. And I hope next summer I do it in Spanish language.
There was a time some years back when it looked like Iranian films were going to be considered among the best in the world. There was Kiarostami, there was Malbov, there's you. We're not hearing much about films from Iran, at least not here. Are you now the only one who's making films of the sort that get worldwide attention?
No, I can't say this. I'm only one. This is other filmmakers, they are doing very good, and sometimes their film don't come outside and you can't see that film. But this is true. In 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we had very good filmmakers there. I don't know, like everywhere, like other countries, cinema now is not as good as 20 years ago, 30 years ago. This is a big problem for everywhere, I think.
Well, you've worked in television. Many people are saying television is replacing the movies in making the kinds of things that movies used to excel in.
Yeah, but I watched a lot of good series, but the problem with TV, it's when you watch a TV serial, you don't have time for thinking about the story. You know, it's a too fast rhythm, and they don't give you time for thinking about everything. You are like a just audience. You don't go inside the story. This is different between TV and cinema. And I'm not happy with this. The cinema is, I think, is higher and more deep.
Well, good luck with the Academy Awards. And my great thanks to you for coming on our show again. I've been speaking with Asghar Farhadi. His latest film, The Salesman, won a number of awards at Cannes and is now the official selection for this year's Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film, the entry of the Iranian industry. It opens today here in New York at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas and the Angelica Film Center. What a pleasure it's been talking with you again.
Thank you very much.